I'll only be doing this for about 10 minutes, so Painful Stories Part 2. I do want to say that throughout my life, being labeled, here were the labels I was given. I was chastised for speaking slowly, so they said that I had a speech and language impairment. According to them, the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, IDEA, officially defines speech and language impairments as a communication disorder such as stuttering, impaired articulation, a language impairment, or a voice impairment that adversely affects a child's educational performance. That's what they said I had. Another label they gave me was dyscalculia. Severe difficulty in making arithmetical calculations as a result of brain disorder. They said that I could not make arithmetical calculations as a result of brain disorder, meaning I'm just innately bad at math. Then they said that I had stimming. Stimming refers to self-stimulatory behavior, usually involving repetitive movements or sounds. Everybody stims in some way, and it's not always clear to others. So they said that I have stimming. Let's talk about another thing. They said that I had multiple learning disabilities. A profound and multiple learning disability, PMLD. That's not me, though. It's when a person has a severe learning disability, and other disabilities that significantly affect their ability to communicate and be independent. Someone with PMLD may have severe difficulty seeing, hearing, speaking, and moving. Well, they didn't say I had PMLD. They just said I had MLD. More than one learning disability. And then they said, they, meaning the educational experts team, they said that I also have organizational issues, like stuffing things in lockers and not being clean, which is not true. I'm one of the biggest neat freaks I know. I also say this. They talked about I had trouble making eye contact, anxiety. Well, because you keep mistreating me, so how am I supposed to feel? I'm supposed to feel excited? No, you're giving me reasons to be anxious, which will, they use the word adversely, right, for my performance, that adversely affects my social performance, and it's all your fault. So those are, actually, I'm going to go to the 5-minute mark. I just wanted to talk about those labels that I was given, but I do want to make, they said I had nonverbal learning disability. Okay, they said the nonverbal learning disability is neurological condition marked by a collection of academic and sometimes social difficulties experienced by children of average or superior intelligence. Basically, I might go a little over 5 minutes or whatever. The brain-based condition is characterized by poor visual, spatial, organizational skills, difficulty recognizing, processing nonverbal cues, and poor motor performance. Okay, here's why all of those things are what I like to call folly, meaning lacking good sense. I was the top math student in all of my math classes. I've won oratorical contests. People love my vocabulary and my soft-spoken articulation and my smooth vocal tones, and people say I should be a voice actor, and I can sing any voice type in any choir you put me in. And on top of that, I am known for my being extremely high functioning, and people get mad when I use disability labels by telling them what my labels are. 6-minute mark. And people are, you know, get outraged, including my very close friends get outraged. They don't feel comfortable with me putting their name out there, so I ain't gonna do that. But I'm not gonna do that. But most people don't believe that I'm disabled or malfunctioned. And they get really, really agitated, and they show high degrees of annoyance when those words are being said about me. All of my success tells you that those labels are wrong and dead wrong. There's nothing disabled about me. There's nothing disordered about me. My brain is a neurological heaven, not a neurological hell. Okay? Thank you for understanding.